So I have no idea if this is worth anything at all, but we'll give it a try. I am sorting out my toy chest that I keep under my bed. That's all good girls do. And dear God, I'm finding things I didn't even know I had. God, what do I have? I have, iridescent, very, very tasteful iridescent body glitter. Yes, I've used it. Let's see. These are extra heads, my womanizer. Because, you know, the womanizer. A really, really sturdy cock ring. I don't know who would want to put that on the cock, but okay. Oh, I liked this guy. I haven't used this guy in a long time. No, put that one aside. I can find the charging cord for it. All right. Let's see. More cords. Then, of course, we have the the mysterious the belt that I have no idea what it does or what it's supposed to do. But as you can hear, it's got like clips on them. Pretty sturdy clips. I don't know. Guess there's something that's supposed to go in there. Oh, wait, there's another. Oh, apparently there's a set. So there must be an explanation there somewhere. All right. This is how much I love my freaking toys. I have not one, not two, not three, but four. I know one of them doesn't work, but four warming rabbit vibes. Dear God, we're gonna have to figure out. Oh, I don't think my other one's working right. Let's see. Okay, so I guess I have to pull it out, turn it on. I don't think this one. Oh, fuck, yes. What is that doing? All right. That one's not working nearly as nicely as this one. So I didn't plug that right back in here. Ooh, take that. And then, yeah, I think I've killed the batteries in these two. But they deserve a proper burial, so we'll wait. That's the, oh, right. That's the straps that go on the bed. Yes. Yes, I do. I have straps, restraint straps, for arms and ankles on my king size bed. One of the few things that my ex was willing to try. Well, willing to have me try. Nipple clamps, extra batteries. I love this stuff. If you haven't heard of it, Nipple Nibblers. It's a tingle balm. And, well, you can guess what that does. Let's see. Collar, which nobody's earned the right to put on me. Hitachi. Let's see. What else? Ooh, a wee vibe. Okay. These things are fucking amazing if you can get them to work right. It's a couples vibrator, and I have used it, and it's amazing. It doesn't look like it would be very comfortable, but it is, and honestly, the sensations that it creates, who the fuck cares if it's comfortable? I wonder if I can find a plug for that one. It's funny how everything needs a plug. It's got me thinking, man, I should do a plug with my next audio. Haven't done that in a while. I don't know. Haven't felt the the urge, you know. So if I haven't mentioned it already, I had a little bit of THC edibles about an hour ago. I think they're starting to kick in. I'm not looking to get wasted or anything, just relax from the stress of COVID and life. All right, more, holy shit. I mean, it's like how many plugs can one girl have? Anal beads? Check. Like cheap toys that they stick in with, like when you buy expensive ones to try to get you to buy their others. I don't know. I have all these bullet vibes and like little finger vibes. This one's got rhinestones on it. Why the fuck would you put rhinestones on a vibrator that's for, you know, like to put in your purse? And also, I don't understand the why you have to put a vibrator in your purse unless you're going somewhere. Oh, that makes sense, I guess. If you're going somewhere where you're thinking you're likely to have sex, and maybe you bring it for your own edification. Yeah, I still got vocabulary. Okay, I have no idea what this thing is. So we're just gonna wind its little cord up here, and it's a shame there's nobody to use all this shit with. It really is. Cause, you know, I got some good shit. And honestly, I don't think once I used a vibrator with a partner, and okay, so we had this understanding that, you know, our kids, I don't think it's a big secret, I have kids, our kids came first, right? So there was this one time that, you know, we were fucking and his phone goes off. And it's his kit, and he has to take it. So, of course, I understand. No problem. I have no idea how long it's going to be. So, I really just was very impatient. And I got out my warming rabbit dildo thingy. And he was gone for, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And then came bounding back in, and I was gonna put it away, but he said no, and so I had the heated silicone, nice silicone vibrator on my clit, and he finger fucked me until I came. True story. Oh, here's a vibrating anal toy that I think needs new batteries. What else? Oh, I forgot I had these. Relatively new, but handcuffs. Not obviously real ones, but sturdy enough that, you know, somebody wanted to leave you stranded, that they could. All right, what is this? Yep. Leash to go with said collar that no one has earned. And that's okay. I'm willing to wait for the right person. Yep. All right. Let's get an elastic around that. So I'll probably regret talking about this, but yeah, no, I can't. Never mind. Sorry. I'm sorry. I know that sounds like being such a tease. I don't mean it to be a tease. I just, thought better of it. and I will thank myself in the morning for thinking better of it. So many boxes for shit. Gosh, where to put it all? Some of these are nice boxes and some of them are crap. Oh, wait. Is that what this is for? Could I have found the lost charger for my... No, I did not. I always thought I was going to have my beloved back. But no. No. So, what should we talk about? I don't know. Let's see. What was... Okay. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours. A thrilling sexual experience, and thrilling because there was a risk of getting caught. I'd like to hear yours. You can leave them for me in the comments or DM me if you like. Mine was we live near a metro park, and there is a ranger that patrols the metro park, and I had been wanting to have outdoor sex, which I absolutely love. Like, that might actually be my favorite kind. Anyway, so I went over and I watched the patrol patterns and figured out roughly how much time there was in between loops that the ranger must have been making around the park. So when we went back, and he had no idea what we were doing, we went back, and when I suggested it, I knew he was gonna, you know, always afraid of getting caught or whatever, getting in trouble. So I said, well, see, we've got 18 minutes. And he looks at me like, that's very precise. 18 for what? And I just said, come on. And I got out of the car and ran across this small field to where there was a picnic table. And he's looking at me like, oh my God, because we've never done anything like this before. And I had on a skirt, of course, and with nothing under it, of course. And when I pulled my skirt up, I thought his eyes were going to fall out of his head. So he fucked me from behind over the picnic table. And then we ran back to the car and waited to watch the ranger go by. And by then, we were just, you know. But I have to say, I don't know about other women, but as fun as those little escapades are, they haven't been orgasmic for me. I don't know if that's because I too am worried about getting caught and so somehow holding back, some of it is definitely not having enough skin-to-skin contact for what I like. You know, you can do the whole from behind thing, which I love. I do. I love it. With a fist in my hand. Fist in my hand. No. Fist in my hair. I suppose there could be a fist in my hand too, but no, in my hair. That whole on all fours. And one hand pressing down on the base of your spine, and the other one pulling just hard enough for that tightness, that taut feeling. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Good stuff. Of course, Wow, that stuff's really kicking in now. Okay. So, of course, I haven't come that way. I don't know. I honestly haven't done a lot of things. I've done a lot of things, but there's a lot of things I haven't done. A lot of, like, ordinary things. You know? Like, I've done wild stuff, like, at parties, like, at play parties, and, you know, I've had, you know, the threesome, the fivesome. I mean, if you've been listening to me for God knows how long, you've probably heard the stories. But a lot of the stuff that I think lots of people enjoy that I just didn't have. So, little things like, there was this one guy that we were strictly fuck buddies, and there was one time we got together, and usually it was more of a frenzied kind of thing. It was fun. But this time, we were waiting for edibles to kick in. I do other things besides eat pot. And we were just sort of kissing and letting our hands, we were just standing facing each other and letting our hands roam and whatnot. And at one point, he was taller than me, and I kind of had my head resting against his chest, and he had his arms around me, and it felt really nice. And he pulled back a little and kissed my forehead. And I had never experienced that. And it was so nice. It was more than nice. Yeah, it was like shivery nice. But also a little sad too, right? Because realizing I had not experienced that before. But something for the bucket list. The other thing is, I don't know, maybe in college. I don't know if I've allowed myself to be fed, you know, in a foreplay, sexy kind of way. You know, like, I don't know, you've got strawberries or something. But I had a partner who did that, and again, like, it was edibles, you know, and he took a small piece and just placed it in my mouth, and it wasn't, I don't think he thought he was being terribly seductive, but I realized that I had never done that before either. And so, yeah, so that's on the bucket list. What else? What else is on the bucket list? Oh, an MMF, or however you arrange the letters so that I get all the attention of the M&Ms. The M, you know what I mean. The two M's, M and M. And if they want to bring M&Ms, that's cool. It's kind of cheap chocolate. I like my Godiva, but, you know, I'm not going to complain. A little crunchy for sex. Yeah, what else? You know, the whole Mile High Club thing, I get the thrill of it, maybe. But, goddamn, I mean, there is not much space in those things, and everybody would know what you were doing, and maybe that's the point. But that's not something I have any desire to do. Plus, it's a toilet! I mean, you're really, really crammed in a toilet, too. Yeah. Ooh, that just reminded me of something, I don't know why. But there was a time I was camping in the mountains in Vermont, and we were at, it, you know, it wasn't terribly remote. It was a campground, you know, but it was one that we went to because you had some privacy between campsites. And this time that we went, it was kind of chilly for spring. It was like a chilly spring. And so there weren't any other people there. And so, during our stay, he actually took me over the hood of the car. And I'm only laughing because, I don't know, in retrospect, I think we thought that was so hot and so risque. But, yeah. And it was freezing. Oh, I remember waking up so cold that next morning. Oh, man. Boy, you really, whoever is listening to this, you really need to get a hobby. If you're sitting here listening to this random woman babble on while she's moderately under the influence. Oh, I promise I will come for you. How's that? When I get there, when this is starting to kick in, and that's when I start to get, you know, heightened sensitivity. You know how when you, I don't know, my experience with THC anyway, is that when it's at its most potent, it makes everything, my sense of touch pronounced, right? So, like, I'm running, I'm just sitting on the floor with my legs spread. I am in a pretty typical outfit for me, which is really comfy denim cutoffs and a gray tank top that's really soft. And so I was just, and I have my box of toys in front of me, which I should probably put under, back under the bed. But you know, that point where everything feels, you feel it more keenly, I guess. So it's just rubbing up and down my shins. It feels nice. I think you need to get comfortable. I think we might be getting to fun time. Man. I love high sex. I love it so much. I haven't had it in, well, I guess I did have it somewhat recently, but not like with someone, you know, I've got strong feelings for, which of course is always the best sex, right? I mean, fuck, what's better than having that emotional trust and vulnerability? And a great fuck. Oh, God. Yeah. I hope I get to experience that again. I don't know that I will. That's not being pessimistic. It has nothing to do with me, because I'm hot as fuck. But just sort of life stuff. And where that has taken me. Yeah, I don't know. You know, everybody who leaves me comments, I really appreciate it. I do. I don't think I'm the first woman to record and post audios as a way of reassuring herself that she's still a sexual being, that she can still turn a man on. And that is part of it for me. So when I hear from someone, it makes it real, you know? I mean, I can post something and nobody see it. And so where's the thrill in that, right? Post it, but when somebody listens to it and gets aroused by it and gets off to it, I love that. I love it. And I love it when he'll be, I don't know how to say it, polite about it. I mean, this is, you know, GWA, Reddit land, and, you know, we're all have caveat after caveat on our existence here. But I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Something about identities and Reddit and oh, I know where I was going. She's back. It's very, very flattering to hear from grown-ass men. No offense to those younger, beefy guys. I love you too. You're so pretty to look at. But, you know, I don't think there is a man on earth with a healthy body who will tell you that the average teenage, older teenager, young adult male isn't ready to have sex at any time it is offered. I remember. But, you know, as life goes on and everything gets more complicated, you know, whether it becomes family or career or both, or whatever. And it's, you know, things slow down. But also, you know, for men, it's this fucking cruel joke of nature that just as women are reaching their sexual prime, that males have passed theirs. So, yeah, you end up with, well, feeling what I think most younger men feel. So, yes, I love hearing from everybody, and it does give me a naughty little tingle when I find out that some of you are in your 20s, because I'm not in my 20s, but you probably guessed that. But to hear from older men who've experienced life, who've experienced women, who know what they want, and maybe not intimidated by confident women. That's gives me hope. It gives me hope. Because I know he is out there. I know he's out there. And I'm right here. Why the fuck we can't connect, I don't know. But I think it's safe to say that thousands of men have listened to me. So, you'd think that one of them, just one. This is when I'm like this. This is when I want to make out with a woman. It's when everything, you know, is tingly and warm. And I think I've referred to it before, as a friend reminded me, as the soft fifth dimension. Soft fourth dimension? I don't know. I was baked when I did it. But something about that mindset, that feeling, and to have that with a woman who presumably, you know, is soft and soft, curvy. Oh, got lost in that one there for a minute. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything that feels like kissing a woman. I mean, don't get me wrong. One of the things I love about men is how opposite of women they are physically. I love hair in a man's chest. I love men who are just natural. This is gonna be really long, probably really boring. Maybe I should tell one more story. Let's see. We'll make it a good one. Some of the really, really good ones, you know, they kind of go in a vault for safekeeping. Yeah. It does make me wonder what will happen when I meet him, and at the point where it's clear that we are serious, you know. It doesn't have to be monogamous, but I need to be in a partnership. I think each person should be the other's top priority. And when that balance is truly there, you know, then everyone's happy, because there's someone who's always looking out for them, who's always in their corner. Yeah. Damn it, train. I don't think it's coming back. fuck though. I really. It almost happened. That I would have had two men that I know and trust. Don't have deep, you know, romantic feelings for them, and I think they know that. And I don't think they have any for me either. We get together and we have fun. What was I gonna say? I guess that one of them was married and in an open relationship. And while I have seen that work, I have. I mean, like, over 20 years. Mind it, that one didn't work out. The fun was fine, but I don't think he really come to terms with the open relationship thing. But yeah, kissing a woman, gotta say, I can't understand, you know, what it does for some hetero males to see two women together like that, but I do think it's beautiful in a, you know, kind of pure way. You know, like, I don't know. They're just so fucking soft. Did I mention how fucking soft we are? I think I did. I think my toys are charged. Ooh. All right, let's move this stuff so I don't step on it later and curse myself for leaving it there.